Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply snap out of it. Snap out of it. We've all had times in our lives where we just didn't feel like living up to the challenge, where things seem to be blasé, as it were, melancholy, some might call it. You've had times where you didn't feel like doing what you knew you were supposed to do, and somewhere along the way, we all had to get ourselves to snap out of it. Well, as leaders, we're going to have people on our teams that also go through those lulls, as it were. I often like to call them recesses, where they're not doing all the things they should do, and they just don't know how to snap out of it. Well, for us as leaders, it's important to adhere to, as well as to teach, a formula to all those on our teams so they know how to snap out of it. The SNAP acronym is what we're going to leverage today to outline the 4 key components of how we come out of situations that cause us to be less productive than we really need to be. That S in our SNAP acronym reminds us to focus on our specialty. Yes, my friends and neighbors, focus on our specialty. What do you do better than anybody else? Think of all the elements of business. It doesn't matter whether it's sales or prospecting, appointment setting, or whatever category you might think that you're the best at. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to focus on your specialty. Remember, what we do better than everyone else is what we've got to cultivate. We must dedicate time to our skills and to our talent. 16th U.S. President Abraham Lincoln once said, if you give him 6 hours to chop down a tree, he'll spend 4 hours sharpening his axe. Yes, my friends, in other words, it's a whole lot easier for us to be productive when we focus on sharpening the resources at our disposal. Some are excellent speakers, some are excellent leaders, some are excellent motivators, others are great managers, some are great organizers. I challenge you today, my friends and neighbors, to identify your specialty. And as you identify that specialty, begin to hone in on it. That's one of the ways that we snap out of it. The same way we outline what's good about our team members. When you have a team, you know them well enough to know what they can and cannot do. Put an emphasis on accentuating the positives, the things they do better than everybody else. I challenge you, my friends, to get them to focus on their specialties. That N in our SNAP acronym simply reminds us to ignore the noise. Yes, my friends, there's always chatter and unnecessary noise around us all the time. From haters and debaters to procrastinators and everywhere in between, we've got to drown out the noise. How do you do that? I recommend to turn off the cell phone, to routinely go silent on social media, and then to grow yourself organically. What do I mean? I mean focusing on the total person, the spirit, the mind, and the body. Reading books, meditate, considering everything about who you are individually, and making sure you're satisfied with not only the person you see in the mirror, but the person you see when you look on the inside. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can only accomplish that when we ignore the noise. It's so much noise around us that we've got to distance ourselves from time to time just so that we can be able to excel in advance. In boxing, when a boxer's training for a championship fight, they don't train in their local community. On the contrary, they leave and go off to another place to train. Why? So they can ignore the noise. The same token, when in football and also in other sports, they've got got what they call off-season training, and it's never in the city where they play all the time. They send them somewhere completely different. Why? Because they want them to ignore the noise. By the same token, my friends, do you have somewhere that you can go that nobody else can find you? A place where you can not only go, but you can also grow. Somewhere that you can steal away to that re-energizes you and reinvigorates you and allows you to ignore the noise. I challenge you, my friends, to find that place and go there more frequently than ever. That A in our SNAP acronym simply encourages us to seek new accomplishments. Something else to challenge you is always good. Something else to inspire you, to drive you. Remember that boxing analogy? See, boxers fight in weight classes, right? And as they're fighting in these weight classes, they may beat all the challengers in one weight class. They may not have any other legitimate competition as a welterweight. So then they move up in weight class so they can fight a greater challenge. I say, my friends and neighbors, the same thing holds true for you. You set loftier goals. Challenge yourself. Reawaken the past visions and dreams just to make sure you can do everything that you set out to do. You have to seek new accomplishments in order to keep yourself focused and in order to snap out of it. Find somebody else that can push you and motivate you. And then finally, my friends and neighbors, last but not least, we snap out of it by reconnecting with the right people. Yes, my friends, the right people. You see, iron sharpens iron, and we must stay connected to those who push us, who challenge us. This is why athletes have trainers and coaches, and why businessmen and women have mentors to push them and to keep them on their toes. Can I give you just a few hints about who you should reconnect with? Think about who holds you accountable. Now think about who tells you what you need to hear. Who supports you and respects you? Who do you respect and trust the most? Those are the people, my friends, that you reconnect with on those old kung fu movies. When a kung fu artist would get defeated in a challenge, he'd typically go back to find his master, and his master would then get him back in line so that he could win the challenge on the next go around. By the same token, my friends, sometimes you've got to reconnect with your master to find out exactly what it is that you need to do in order to excel and advance. It's easy, my friends, for us to snap out of it. All we have to do is follow these four simple steps. Listen, I hope you had a great time during this training segment, and I can assure you that Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.